Well, good evening, friends. Thank you for your kind invitation to preach this evening. It really is a privilege to come and to lead you in God's Word. And so I ask you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 61. Psalm 61. Listen to God's Word. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my voice. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So will I ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, many of the Psalms speak of God as our refuge. And in our reading in Psalm 61, we read of God being described as the rock that is higher than I, as a refuge, as a strong tower against the enemy. Well, this evening I want us to think on that theme of God being our refuge and strength, and how we find our refuge and strength in God each day. Well, last Sunday, as we were driving home from Terre Haute, preaching there, we spotted a sign along the road, a sign for a castle. Well, we were curious. A castle in the middle of Indiana? Who would have thought such a thing existed? Well, our curiosity got the better of us. We had to find out more. We had to explore. Was this the stately home of a lord or lady in the locality? Was this the defensive location of a medieval knight? Did the locals escape to this castle when an attack was coming on, when an army came to besiege it? Would we find a drawbridge over a moat or a large keep behind high battlements? Not exactly. The name of the castle is Clayshire Castle. It isn't medieval. It stretches back in history for maybe 6 years. It's a beautiful castle built for brides and grooms to live out their fairy tale dream wedding. But if you were looking to Clayshire Castle for refuge in time of attack, well, you would be disappointed. It's a false refuge. It would provide little protection. Castles or fortresses in Bible times were known for their strength against huge armies, for their endurance against threats. They were a place of safety for local people. When an army invaded, you didn't run away. Instead, you ran to the fortress. You take refuge there until the threat had passed. It was like your basement in a tornado. You trusted in the castle to let you in before the foreign soldiers captured you or killed you. And so inspiring were these structures that David used them to describe God. In Psalm 11, we read of it. David says, "In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, 'Flee like a bird to your mountain'?" So David found his refuge in God when he was under attack, when he was in danger, when he realized that the Lord is his refuge. He didn't need to escape. He didn't need to flee like a bird, but he stayed where he was. He knew God's protection. And that's true for us too. The Lord is our refuge. We shouldn't be looking for an escape, but trusting in the safety of God. Now, granted, we are not under attack or seeking protection from invading armies. And yet, we often find ourselves searching for refuge. and where we find our refuge will differ for each one of us. Some of us find our refuge in solitude. We want to be away from the pressures of people. We hate the probing questions. We prefer to be anonymous. Others seek the opposite. They find their refuge in people. They want the distraction from their own lives and so throw themselves into the lives of others. Or they want to talk about their own lives, about themselves, what's going on, and so they seek reassurance. They constantly seek support. Some of us find our refuge in sport or in music or in other hobbies. Some of us find our refuge in Facebook or internet surveys about what type of Disney princess character we are. Others find our refuge in food or recipes. Maybe you find your refuge in your work, taking work home, staying up late so you don't have to face other things in life. And each of these things are not necessarily bad, but it's when we look to them for refuge, well, questions must be asked. And then there are the many sinful things that we turn to for refuge, which are clearly wrong. When we use alcohol or drugs to remove our problems, to numb our pain into oblivion. When we use pornography to satisfy our lusts, rather than seeking intimacy, which God tells us is better by far. When we gamble, when we desire money, living with this fictional hope that the next one will lead to riches and so be the last time, or so we tell ourselves. And when we take the time to consider where it is we find our refuge, we see it's a false refuge, no different than Clayshire Castle. The protection it offers, the meaning it provides, is superficial, it's temporary. So consider what it is that you look to for refuge and realize unless your refuge is in God, it will be a false refuge with limited protection. Have you found your refuge in God? Or do you prefer to go from one false refuge to the next? We don't see God as our refuge. We are in a precarious position. It's like being back in medieval England, the Normans are invading. Will you recognize the castle as a place of safety? Or will you choose to stand on your own? If you're not willing to submit to God as our refuge, but instead see ourselves as king or queen of our own lives, well, then we are in opposition to God. We are attacking our very refuge. We are siding with the enemy. And if we're unwilling to find our refuge in God, we need to find refuge from God. But how do we successfully find refuge from the one who is infinite, who's all-powerful, who's all-knowing? It's impossible. Nothing will provide us that refuge. They are all false refuges. Nothing can stand up to the anger of God. We find refuge from God's anger by not running from God. Instead, we run to God. We find our refuge from God in God. For God's Son took upon himself God's wrath. Christ became our refuge on the cross. If we're trusting in him, we are safe. We are secure. Our sins have been dealt with. No longer are we enemies of God. No, now we are his children. Now we have access to unlimited refuge. God will not avenge his anger a second time. Christ has taken it all. This past month, we have seen the destructions of the fires in California and the large loss of life. The pace of the fires made it impossible to outrun. The temperatures recorded made it impossible to withstand. But in a smaller forest fire, the place where you find safety is where the fire has already been. You go to the burnt and the scorched land. You go to where there is nothing left to burn, for the fire will not return there. Likewise, we go to Christ, who has received the punishment for our sins. In him there is refuge from God's wrath. In him we find our safety. Well, Christ is our refuge against the wrath of God, but Christ is our refuge in all of life. Whatever the struggles it is that we are going through, we still are to go to Christ. Maybe it's easy to see Christ as our refuge from sin. That makes sense. We accept that. We accept the long-term security we have in Christ. But maybe in the here and now, we find it hard to see how Christ is our refuge. We don't have any walls surrounding us. We're not protected by any archers or cauldrons of burning oil. If anything, we feel vulnerable. We feel exposed. Maybe you find yourself asking, God, where are you? Where is that refuge? So let's consider how we find our refuge in God in the day-to-day of life. Notice you find refuge in God for when you are under attack. You are to remember God is at work. Some of us are under attack daily. We work for a boss that shows no respect but attacks everything we do. We care for parents who are never pleased but are always demanding more. We teach an unruly class of pupils. Each day they try to subvert your authority. We find ourselves constantly under pressure to succeed. How do you keep going when the desire is to escape, to give up your responsibilities? You see friends, you see family members having a great life, and you want the same. Well, Paul's an example of someone who's under attack. We see how he was under attack by the Jewish authorities, by the Roman authorities, and even in the church. His own brothers and sisters attacked him and rejected his authority. Humanly speaking, it seemed hopeless. But in Philippians, we see Paul trusting in God as his refuge. He saw that God was at work, even when others preached Christ out of envy or rivalry. Paul says, what does it matter? Christ is being preached. And as much as Paul would like to be out of the situation when he says, I desire to be with Christ, which is better by far, he realizes that it's necessary to remain and serve God's people. Some of you are maybe going through dark times. These are times to trust in God. You're going through dark valleys. You don't see the end result, but continue to trust in God as your refuge. He is at work. He has allowed this. It's to strengthen your faith in him. He is completing a good work in you, and he will see it to completion. Notice you also find refuge in God for when you are afraid, you know God's strength. We often live life in fear. We can be held in paralysis, not able to step out because we are dominated by our fears. Fearing what might happen to us. Fearing what might others say of us. Maybe we live in fear because of past failures, and we aren't able to move on. What is it that holds you in fear? What is it that stops you from doing the right thing? Queen Esther was a lady who knew great fear. When her uncle asked her to plead to her husband, the king, for mercy for her people, Esther quickly replied that anyone who approached the king without being summoned would do so at great risk to their own life. The king hadn't requested to see her in 30 days. Esther was fearful of even the thought of going to see her husband, the king. Mordecai strengthens Esther, reminding her that she wouldn't escape her people's suffering if she remained silent. and to also consider that God had placed her in this royal position for such a time as this. Esther's response is to ask the people to pray. She seeks God's strength. She seeks his help. She puts her fears aside and says, "If I perish, I perish." We often have fears that engulf us, that stop us from even serving God. But what is there to fear? If we fail, we fail. If we die, we die. Now, Esther doesn't say these words, "If I perish, I perish," easily. She wasn't giving up on her life. But she saw her life in perspective with God. To serve God is a privilege, and we shouldn't let fear impair that. We see Esther sought strength from God. She prayed. She asked her people to pray for God's help. In our fears, we must do the same. We must pray to God, our refuge, and find our strength in him. And then notice, God is your refuge. For when you are alone, remember he is with you. How often have you stopped doing the right thing because you realized that you're all alone in it? You're intimidated by those around you. You fear man, and so you go with the crowd rather than speak up. Or when you are alone, you struggle to do the right thing. You find it hard to have the desire, maybe, to go to church. You no longer turn off the computer but continue surfing onto sites you know you shouldn't be on. Or maybe you are the only Christian in your workplace or in your family or even in your class at university. We often experience isolation. How is it that we are to respond? The widow Ruth made brave decisions on her own. She trusted in God to provide for her when her husband died. She left her home. She left her family's religion to follow her mother-in-law, Naomi, to the land of Canaan. She stuck by Naomi when Naomi lashed out in bitterness and despair. Ruth went gleaning in the fields alone when, in doing so, put herself in a vulnerable position. Where did this bravery come from? Well, she believed God is her refuge. Her future husband, Boaz, described it well. "May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." And so in Ruth, we see her finding refuge in God. That didn't mean that she was passive. And finding our refuge in God, that doesn't make us complacent. Unlike the castle analogy, we're not locked up in a castle while we wait. Yes, there are times to wait, but there are times to be active, all the while trusting in God, our refuge. As Christians, we believe God is our refuge and strength. We know this, we sing this, but do we actually work it out? Do we claim it? The other night as a family, we watched the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And it's interesting, this concept in the medieval church of claiming sanctuary in the church. If you're in the church, you're safe. You can't be arrested. Well, in a like manner, we find our refuge in God. When we are afraid, when we are alone, when we are attacked or criticized, we come to God. We claim sanctuary. We find our refuge in him. And God can relate to us. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, went through fear. He sweated blood as he thought of the crucifixion ahead of him. And yet he went to the Father. He asked, "God, take this cup of suffering from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." He was alone. His disciples abandoned him. Even on the cross, he was alone from the Father when he shouts out, "My God, "Why have you forsaken me?" But yet he stayed on that cross. He completed his mission on this earth. And he was criticized by the disciples, attacked by the religious leaders, and ignored by his family. And we see in 1 Timothy 2, when they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. Again, he trusted in God. He found his refuge there. If Jesus, who is God, finds his refuge in God, well, likewise for us. So be careful not to trust in false refuges that do not offer true or lasting protection. Instead, find your refuge in God for eternity and for the here and now. Amen. Let's come to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you that you indeed are our refuge, that when we are under attack, that we can know there's refuge is found in you. Lord, that we would remember that you are at work, even though we don't see, we trust you and remember your ongoing plan. Father, when we're fearful, when we're afraid, Lord, we pray that you would help us go to you for refuge, that we would find strength in you, that you would enable us to face our fears. And when we're alone, Lord, that we would remember that you are with us. And so, Lord, help us not to be paralyzed, but in finding refuge in you. Lord, that we would be active in our faith, that we would claim refuge and continue to serve you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.